An update now on a case of alleged sexual abuse in Olympic sports. 2 years ago, swimmer Ariana Cooker-Smith claimed an elite coach molested her when she was a minor. Now, NPR confirms that USA Swimming will announce today it is settling with Cooker-Smith. But as Alexandra Starr reports, that doesn't mean the organization's legal battles over sexual assault claims are over.
Ariana Cooker-Smith was a middle schooler in Seattle, Washington, when Sean Hutchinson coached her swim team. As Cooker-Smith described on NBC's Today Show in 2018, she was drawn into what she describes as an abusive relationship.
He started grooming me when I was 13. The sexual abuse began 15, 16. He was controlling me ever since I was a kid.
She says after she turned 18, Hutchinson had sex with her while he was still her coach. Hutchinson became an Olympic coach in 2008. Cooker-Smith made the Olympic team 4 years later. By then, Hutchinson had been forced off the staff. In 2010, The Washington Post reported he was in a relationship with one of his swimmers. Cooker-Smith's attorney, Robert Allard, says the investigation conducted by USA Swimming afterwards, which exonerated Hutchinson, was flawed.
Number one, it was very fast. Number two, it was limited. And number three, the investigation was directed by USA Swimming's lawyers.
In a statement announcing the lawsuit settlement today, USA Swimming commended Cooker-Smith for her, quote, incredible strength and bravery. The attorney representing Sean Hutchinson did not return phone calls, but previously said his client only entered a relationship with Cooker-Smith when she was an adult, and that it was consensual. The settlement amount was not disclosed. Marcy Hamilton teaches at the University of Pennsylvania. She says a new California law has increased the penalties for organizations that may have covered up instances of sexual abuse.
They are permitting treble damages, which is to say, whatever damages the victim can prove are showing the harm that was done, you multiply that times three if there was a cover-up.
Attorney Allard says he is bringing at least 10 more cases against USA Swimming. Meanwhile, the federal government is conducting its own investigations. The FBI and attorneys with the Justice Department have interviewed Cooker-Smith, and the Southern District of New York is examining USA Swimming's finances and how it handled allegations of sexual abuse. For NPR News, I'm Alexandra Starr in New York.